Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker in the grand domo of all things relating to the Press Box and to the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Gene McLean here with us. And Gene, of course, coming up Saturday, this day, arguably the biggest day of the spring meet at Keeneland when the three-year-olds are on display. We'll talk in just a minute about the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes, but we begin on this day with the Central Bank Ashland Stakes, a race that has produced two of the last four Kentucky Oaks winners.
Yeah, Buzzy, and you see that the Ashland has been and continues to be a grade one race, and it's simply because of the success not only of that event, but also the horses that have graduated from the Ashland have gone on and done such great things, particularly in the Kentucky Oaks. But, you know, it's no surprise that when you get to this time of year and you look at the spring, that a lot of attention is paid to Keeneland, and rightfully so. And because not only is it one of the most dynamic and beautiful racing venues in the world, Buzzy, as you and I well know, because we're born and raised, and I know you went to college at Georgetown,
yep,
and always snuck out a couple of classes early to go to Keeneland, but it's also one of the great racing venues of the world, and we're really, really blessed to have both of those things here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about that Ashland field and just what you were talking about. It is chock full of quality.
Yeah, and you know, you've got the two-year-old champion, the reigning two-year-old champion, Buzzy and Jaywalk, coming back. Will be running and going to be the prohibitive favorite, I
yep,
think, in the Ashland.
I agree.
You know, John Service, she did have a start down in Florida. She did not run particularly well that day. But, you know, a lot of times when horses come off of a break from conditioning, it's not only just the conditioning of the physical body, it's the mental break as well. And getting back normally takes a little bit of time. And it's not a surprise that Jaywalk didn't win her first time back, but I think a lot of people are expecting big things, particularly in the Ashland Stakes on Saturday.
Okay, so as you mentioned, this is going to be Jaywalk. It was an 8-5, installed as the 8-5 morning line favorite by Mike Battaglia. 82nd running at $500,000 Central Bank Ashland, a mile and a 16th, 170 points toward the Oaks. And we talked before, in all, 34 fillies who've raced in this race have gone on to win the Oaks, including last year Monomoy Girl, who was just so outstanding. So Jaywalk, I think, absolutely correctly, as you said, up there as the horse to beat. But who do you like to give Jaywalk a run for her money?
Well, I think most people are going to look at Restless Rider as her main competition, Buzzy. Restless Rider, trained by Ken McPeak, won the Alcibiades at Keeneland last fall. A tremendous talent in her own right. She did come back and ran pretty well in the Breeders' Cup and then ran in Louisville after the Breeders' Cup. I think she ran second to Jaywalk in the Breeders' Cup. So I think most people are going to look at Restless Rider as the horse to beat. Or if there is one to beat Jaywalk, that it will be Restless Rider. A little bit of caution there, Buzzy, in terms of your betting strategy, and that is Restless Rider will be making her first start of 2019. After running again in November, she was a little late getting her break in.
Right.
And so she's been a little tardy getting back to the races. I think Kenny McPeak would tell you she was a little bit tired at the end of that 2018 campaign. They gave her a little bit more time than usual. And so she will be making her first start of this year. And, boy, what a tough spot it is to find yourself in a grade one race to make your return. I think there's a couple of others in here. Lady Kate, maybe one to watch. There's a couple. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Buzzy, from a betting perspective. I'm going to take Jaywalk. I'm going to bet her to win only, and I'm going to key her over top the all button in hopes that I can get a bigger long shot to run second.
All right, there you go. Okay, so you talked a little bit, obviously, about Restless Rider and about trainer Kenny McPeak. So Kenny will also have Signalman going in the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes, a mile and a half on the main track, with the points that are involved, 100 for the winner, 40 for the runner-up. So that almost guarantees that the top two are going to make it to the Kentucky Derby. But Signalman, not the favorite, but certainly one to watch in the Toyota Bluegrass.
Yeah, and, you know, again, Signalman is one that ran very, very well at Keeneland last fall. He would be well-supported, I think, Buzzy, in the Bluegrass, the Toyota Bluegrass. You know, he ran second to Nick's Go in the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland in October. He came back out of that race. He ran third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile down at Louisville. The winner of that race just so happened to be Game Winner, the two-year-old champion, undefeated
right.
at that time. So had an outstanding two-year-old year. He has had a race, unlike Restless Rider. He has had a race this year. He came back in the Fountain of Youth, but he didn't run all that well, Buzzy. I think that, you know, they're trying to tune up his conditioning a little bit. And kind of strangely enough, he's been working in the mornings with Restless Rider. They've been going in company.
Yep.
And so Kenny McPeak's been trying to get them both ready, geared up for two big races on Saturday at Keeneland.
Okay. So then as you look at the Toyota Bluegrass, how do you play?
You know, I think unlike the Ashland, Buzzy, this would be a potential long-shot opportunity. Bacoma is coming off a very nice race and has been installed, I think, as a 9-5 favorite. I'm going to toss out even the top three here and go for some long shots.
Really?
I really liked – yes, sir. You might as well go for the gusto, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like a horse named Dreammaker. Dreammaker is a son of Tappet, has been a little bit inconsistent, to say the least. He ran super at the fairgrounds to start the year, won an allowance event. They shipped him over to Tampa Bay for the Tampa Bay Derby, and he ran awful. He never showed up in a really kind of strange pace scenario, very, very quick fractions on the front end. The Dreammaker just didn't show up that day. Very similar, he didn't show up to the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity last fall. He had a little bit of an excuse in that one, Buzzy. He broke poorly, kind of stumbled, falling out of the gate, and really never recovered. But he's a son of Tappet, and he's got a tremendous amount of ability. And he worked the other day a half mile in 46, almost 46 flat, which just shows you he's got a tremendous amount of raw talent. I really think that Dreammaker, if given a clean break and a clean run, could be an upset possibility. And there's a horse that got the far outside, Buzzy, by the name of Acquadini. Acquadini is a three-year-old son of Bernardini.
Right.
He's not been in stakes company, but he's moving up, and I think he's an improving horse. The post position has me a bit concerned. But I do think he's 30-1 in the morning line, Buzzy. I think he'll stay at very high odds. And I really like Acquadini. And there's another horse that I like as well.
All right. So you got five stakes races on the card at Keeneland. It's going to be a great day of racing. And, of course, you can get all the information about what's happening at the track. And, most importantly, Gene's picks in the handicapping tab at the Press Box LTS. .com or on the Press Box Facebook page. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equaride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, as always, here's hoping that you and yours have a great racing weekend, and may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I would be remiss if we didn't close out today's show
yes.
with a hearty virtual handshake to my good friend and partner in these shows, Mr. Dave Baker, for your valiant run in the Dubai World Cup.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely right.
Where Thunder Snow has never had a more enduring, more consistent, more faithful follower than you, Buzzman Baker. And he rewarded not only you, but his others that have supported him through years with a tremendous rally to beat Gronkowski in the Dubai World Cup last week. And all the credit, I think.
I think so, yeah, absolutely. Have a great weekend, my friend.
See you, my friend.